Welcome to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. Brought to you by the Art of Love and Feminine Power Programs. Your hosts for the series are best-selling author Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, founder of Feminine Power. Welcome to our special bonus seminar highlights and live Q&A with Arielle and Claire.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening from wherever you are with us in the world. Welcome. This is Claire.
Hi, this is Arielle.
And happy Mother's Day if you're celebrating today. Really want to invite the spirit of the Divine Feminine into our circle this morning. And just as we're gathering, we're going to start with an opening centering meditation. Arielle, would you like to lead us?
Sure. Welcome, everybody. Happy Mother's Day, whether you're mother to little human kidlets or dogs or cats or just your friends. We're all mothering someone somewhere. So let's celebrate this day. So if you can, turn off your electronics or at least turn the sound off and get comfortable in whatever seat that you're in. Take a nice long deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Close your eyes. Let your hands rest in your lap. Have your feet flat on the floor. If your shoulders are up around your ears, just let them drop. And with your next exhale, just allow yourself to vocalize a little ah. Ah. Yeah. And let's just sink into this beautiful Sunday, Mother's Day. And drop your attention down to the area around your heart. And imagine you're softly breathing in and out through the space around your heart. And if it feels right to do so, imagine that your mother, regardless of whether she's here on the planet or on the other side, just picture her in the center of your heart, your mother at any age. Just hold an image of her in the center of your heart. And now send her a wave of love and a wave of gratitude. And thank her for being the conduit to bring you onto this amazing planet of ours. Just send her a big wave of love and gratitude. And just add on anything for which you're grateful. Grateful to your mother. Now let that image go and breathe in some gratitude for yourself, some gratitude for having the courage and making the time to really commit to focusing on bringing in your beloved. Really allow yourself to feel gratitude for you, for listening to your heart and your soul's desire. And now think about some of the soulmates that are already in your life, the soulmates who may be children or parents or siblings or friends or coworkers or pets. And send them a little love and gratitude. Now take another long, slow, deep breath. Put a smile on your face. And let's swallow that smile. Let that smile drop down through your esophagus into your stomach, reaching out through your arms, down through your torso, into your legs, until your entire body is smiling from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Take another long, slow, deep breath. Allow your consciousness to move up back into your head. Feel your feet upon the floor. Sense the temperature of the air around you. And then slowly open your eyes. Claire, are you smiling?
Ariel, that was so beautiful. I was smiling all the way through, just appreciating how nourishing and healing and supportive this meditation was. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm smiling too. It's been so fun. This whole 10 days has just been so much fun.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, I'm just basking in the bliss field, like the love vibration that we have created together as a community over the past 10 days is really unlike anything that I've ever experienced at any of these other events. There's actually one comment that I want to share here that has come in, and I think it's really a testimony to the power of this group field, the power of this collective field. Let me see if I can find it here. I was just reading it this morning and just smiling. But we've received hundreds and hundreds of comments that have been coming in, just with women saying that this has blown possibility open for them. It's given them confidence. It's helped them to clarify their vision, that they're seeing how they can access an experience of power. One woman said, you know, there's light coming in through blinds that I thought were shut forever. There's like light of opportunity and possibility coming in to her life in ways that she never thought was possible. You know, other women are saying that already it's working. They're starting to, just having listened to the series and being in this group field, without even consciously making an effort, men are showing up and flirting with them and asking them out.
Do you know why that is? Because what you put your attention on grows. It's not magic. It's not even surprising. Of course, when you're focused on love and being magnetic and attractive, that is what happens.
Yeah, Cammie K says, Cammie Kinnison, hi Cammie, I've seen you post on our Q&As here, says, through the huge love present on these calls, I feel like I'm getting deeply in touch with who I am. I am love. I'm resonating with everything everyone is sharing. Just amazing. Thank you. Right. And so, you know, this comes back to what Marianne was speaking about the beginning, about how, you know, we're making a shift into being and living in and becoming the source of the frequency of love to invite a beloved to partake and share in that with us, as opposed to we're not connected to the experience of love or the feel or the vibration of love, and we're thinking that that's just what we need to meet someone to be able to experience.
I just love that. Just love that. And actually, that's a lot of what Jean Houston was talking about the other day about getting in touch with the archetype of the beloved. And when, you know, when we're ready, I'll share how she explained how to do that.
Well, so we're going to share some highlights and a quick recap, but we want you to know that our big series recap finale, and we're going to hear an amazing short session from Eat, Pray, Love author Elizabeth Gilbert. It's all happening tomorrow night at 5 o'clock Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, live. So to definitely put that in your calendar right now, we're going to be offering a live series finale called Meet Your Soulmate in 2016, How to Apply the 5 Keys to Attract the Right Partner and Create Lifelong Love. We're going to be sharing our very best highlights and takeaways from the entire event, as well as how you can take inspired action to apply and put into practice everything that you have discovered to make this your year of love. And Elizabeth Gilbert, her story, she went through this process herself. It's amazing. You really hear the 5 keys in her description of the shifts that she went through to meet her beloved husband and create the relationship that she had always longed for. So make sure you join us tomorrow night for that. And at the live event, we're going to be doing a special prize drawing where you'll have the opportunity to win our soulmate, Ariel's Soulmate Secret and My Feminine Power course. All you need to do is post a feedback comment about what you have received from the series to enter. So if you are listening in and you're one of our gold or platinum subscribers, you can just post a comment right now to enter in the live Q&A box. Or you can go to Facebook and like us on Facebook, and there's a pinned post at the top of our Art of Love Relationship Series. That's all you need to just type in Facebook, Art of Love Relationship Series, and you'll see it's going to come up, and there's a post on our page there. If you just post a highlight, a takeaway, you'll be entered into the drawing to win our courses as well. And we want to mention that you have the opportunity for a very limited time to choose one of our upgrade options to own your own copy of the series. And if you're a gold subscriber already, you have the opportunity for a very short time to upgrade to our platinum package. And we're going to share all the details about that. But if you have really enjoyed or felt the power of this group field and would love to stay with us for it to continue, there's an opportunity to join us for our Art of Love Inner Circle. We're going to be doing more live seminars every month. We're going to be offering live Q&A and other bonuses that we're going to share more about with you at the end of the call, where we'll share the opportunities to upgrade. So, you know, those are ending very, very soon. We know you're going to want to own a copy of the series, and we'll give you all of that information. But you can scroll down right now on your page and find out all of those details. They're right there on your event page. If you scroll down, you'll see all of the information that you need. So diving in today, it's our last live Q&A. These have been amazing to have the opportunity to coach you, to answer your questions, to ask us a question. You need to upgrade to one of our packages. There's still time to do that. If you want to do that right now and jump on and ask us a question, you can. But we'll be taking questions very, very shortly and opening it up for live coaching. I see already Nisha from British Columbia and Robin in Toronto and Pauline in the Bahamas have posted questions. So we'll be coming to you in just a moment. But let's start with a recap. If you didn't catch Jean Houston's talk yet, Ariel, do you want to share some highlights from our beloved, amazing, incredible Jean Houston? I have to say, though, the response to her session has been absolutely amazing. I mean, a lot of people haven't heard her or they don't know her, but she is truly one of the great teachers of her time, and she's written books on this. And
you know what else is so special about Jean is that even though she didn't give birth to any children, when I think of Jean, I think of her as the archetype of the great mother, because she's been giving so much to so many over her entire career through the United Nations and other NGOs and nonprofits, and really mothering Mother Earth as well, being an advocate for so many great things. So happy Mother's Day, Jean, wherever you are.
Happy Mother's Day, Jean. It's true, the mother of us all. She's been the mother.
Yeah, you always call her Mama Jean.
I feel like she's one of my mothers in this world.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. So in Jean's talk, she really talked deeply about the archetype of the beloved. And one of the things that she suggested, that if you're super serious about manifesting a soulmate, is that you create a sacred space in your home, like an altar, where you can meet at the same place, same time every day to meet with your beloved. So it might just be something with, flowers on it, or candles, or pictures. And she said what she would do is like in the morning, she would get up and she would create a ritual and go to the altar and then connect with the beloved, and then throughout the day to build this sense of partnership and communion. If you're having problems or you just want to share the wins or the pleasures of life, go and connect with your beloved. And then she said at least once a week, make a special time for deep meditation on the mystery, on the meaning of this beloved connection, and the way in which you are already joined. So I thought that was really sweet. And then at one point, she actually shared an entire guided process. And it's not that long. Do you want to do it right now, Claire?
Sure. Can you take us through it?
Yeah. I actually pulled it off the transcript, so I've got it.
Great.
So sit and close your eyes and begin to feel that your spiritual beloved is with you now, that he or she is very warm towards you and offering you a sense of deep, unconditional love and encouragement and empowerment. And as you feel this, remember that you also love yourself and that you're now being received. I love that word, received and seen and understood. And know that you are deeply loved and cherished. And you are being deeply loved and cherished by this beloved who knows your agonies and your ecstasies, your lostness and your foundness, and sees the fullness of you.
Mm.
The essential being who looks at you with so much love, and you feel yourself deeply acknowledged, empowered, cherished, nurtured, and being nourished. And you are in a great sea of being nourished into your highest self. And as you step towards this beloved, and this beloved towards you, you become one being. You can feel this wonderful, deep, blissful sense of union. And you say, dear friend, now that we are together in our together mind, can we also call upon the beloved in space and time, the one with whom I live in my lifetime here? I will always be with you and you with me, but also since we are in space and time, it would be helpful to have a beloved in space and time. And then put your hands out and maybe even make a little circle with them and say, with the help of my beloved, the honesty, massive intelligence, understanding of the beloved, I am creating a field of loving that is moving towards you as you are moving towards me. And that field of loving is making us feel so seen and heard and loved. And as you feel all of this, know that it isn't just in your local self that is doing this. It is you amplified by the presence, the power, the energy, the deep knowledge of the spiritual beloved who is working with you, in you, and through you, and is broadcasting the great field around you that brings in the beloved in space and time. And as you feel this and do this, you have a wonderful sense of joy and celebration and say yes. Now releasing your hands, please know and remember, you can always enter this relationship whenever and however you wish. How's that feel?
Oh, it feels amazing. So powerful. Wow.
Yeah. So one last Jean bit of wisdom out of so much wisdom I want to leave you with is, you know, what to do when doubt comes up, okay? And she says, declare a moratorium on your doubt and say, for the next 6 months, I'm giving up doubt and I'm going to live in gratitude and thankfulness. And if doubt comes in, I'll kick it out the door because it's not needed right now. So that's the highlights from the amazing Mama Jean.
Well, and I love what Mary said. She said, Jean had me in absolute rapture with her descriptions of being aware and in conversation with the beloved, cracked open to the core, as I enjoyed feeling exactly what she was describing. Just beautiful. Thank you for making this available to us. Amazing gift. So that's the power of that practice. You can go and listen to that session with Jean and have an experience of her guiding you through that. But Arielle, that was really powerful. Wow.
Well, you know, Jean's been one of my most important teachers, you know. She's just magic. She's magic and brilliance and love.
She really is. So we love you, Jean. Happy Mother's Day again, Jean. And this is a very special session, so make sure you go and listen. All right, so let's shift gears now and open it up for questions. We love having the opportunity to get to know you, to be able to answer your questions, to offer you support. If you have a question, you can post it in the Q&A box, or you can, if you're on the phone now, you can press star 2 to raise your hand. You can press star 2 to raise your hand. You do need to be a gold or platinum subscriber to ask us questions. It is free for everybody to listen, so please do stay with us. These conversations and questions are incredibly valuable for everybody here in applying and integrating what they are discovering in the program. So a couple of questions I would love to come in to start with, Arielle, that are coming in over the webcast. Robin in Toronto says, hi, Arielle and Claire. I'm so grateful for this wonderful program. I have a question. I'm 51 years old, no children. A few years ago, I left my corporate career behind and started my own coaching practice. I'm a very successful coach with my clients, and I'm on faculty at a coaching school where I teach towards certification. I have a great reputation, but I'm still building. I have put my life savings into my education and marketing efforts, and while I am very financially responsible, and no one on the outside world would ever tell looking at me, I'm starting from scratch financially. I'm covering basic expenses slowly. I keep thinking I need to have more money to be in a relationship. What are your suggestions, please? So grateful I found you at this time. I'm getting over a breakup, and it's exactly what I need to get back on track.
Oh, okay. So here's the truth. Women are very conscious about how much money men have. men, the majority of men, never look at women and wonder what's in their checkbook. That's just not part of their criteria. I mean, there may be the rare percentage, but for the most part, what they're most interested in is, can they make you happy? Can they win with you? Can they contribute to you? And how do they most feel around you? And honestly, money has nothing to do with that. So I would say there's no reason not to be dating. What would you say, Claire?
Oh, yeah. And I think that, Robin, that you've done a really smart thing making the investments that you have. My good friend Michael Ellsberg just wrote a book called The Lost Safe Investment. It basically talks about how in this changing economy, the safest place to put your money is making investments in your own earning power, which is exactly what you just did. And, you know, you're in the wisdom business. And the great news about being in the wisdom business, where you're coaching, mentoring, teaching, is that's not something that typically people retire from. Like, that's something you can be doing, you know, all the way throughout your life, you know. And so you have decades ahead of you making a really meaningful contribution and being able to support yourself doing something that you love. So I think you've done something incredibly powerful and wise and are really sounding like you're on track on your life. And I completely agree with Ariel. It's a total false assumption to think you need to be anywhere other than where you are right now to be able to create an extraordinary relationship. So we are standing with you and just sending you so much love and the standing that you open to receive love into your life right now, because you are actually profoundly on course for having an amazing future. So that's very, very, so much love, Robin. Thanks. Okay, Nisha from British Columbia just talked about how she's had husbands who have had mental disorders. And, you know, how does she know if a man has a mental disorder? Is there an easy answer or a session that teaches how to avoid these types of men? So, Ariel, I'm wondering if you can recap our amazing session on this to make sure everyone knows about it. Because it's one of the most important sessions to listen to in the entire series in terms of protecting yourself from these kinds of men.
Yes. So we did have a session on that with Carol Allen and Melanie Tanya Evans and David Kessler talking about, and it was really quite detailed. I don't think there is no easy answer, but there's certainly within the hour of this call, they detailed the what would you call those, the traits and qualities of narcissists.
Yeah, the red flags.
And the red flags, yeah, and I'm just scanning my computer to find those notes, because for those of you that are menopausal, you know what happens to the short-term memory, and I am certainly one of those. So I've got to find my notes, and they're here. But I did 35 interviews, so give me a second to find them, because I don't recall them off the top of my head. Here it is. Okay, here it is. Give me just a sec to open it up. Okay. So the name of the session was, Is He Worthy of Your Love? What to Look for in a Life Partner. And initially, one of the things that are key to look for is, how does someone handle stress? And how do they handle if you say no to them for any reason? So perhaps you said, no, can't do that. I'm busy. I have other plans. Can I see you another time? And their response is inappropriate to that. That would be a red flag. And then, you know, how does he handle something you disagree on? And how does he deal with simple things that shouldn't be a big deal? Does he have right-sized reactions? Does he act out? Does he fall apart? Does he become aggressive or hostile or shut down? Those are things that probably aren't going to change. So those would be red flags. And let me see if I can find some other things that they said. You know, one of the most interesting things I learned in that session was when they talked about love bombing. I'd never heard that. Have you heard that phrase, Claire?
I've never heard that phrase, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, so that's when somebody comes in and they're like, oh, my God, this is too good to be true. It's like everything's perfect. They just know what you want, and they give it to you, give it. But that's just how they hook you, and that is the sign of a narcissist. Another
I know someone being love-bombed right now, a girlfriend of mine.
Yeah,
it's good to have
somebody
a name
taught
for
me
it.
When I was younger, if something seems too good to be true, chances are it is. And I never forgot that. But she said also, it's when you're arguing with a narcissist, it literally feels like your head is spinning. It's like having a conversation with an angry 5-year-old. And they get very defensive, they're very entitled. Let me see if I'm just scanning here for so many other notes. She said, with these folks, it really comes down to your boundaries. She says, a narcissist is going to appear very attentive and loving, and they're going to ask you lots of questions and appear very interested, and they'll show up as if they're very present. But the truth is they're sizing you up. They're working you up. And certainly I watch this with people very close to me where they are technically predators, but they're super smart and charming. So my best advice is make sure you listen to this entire panel for more on this. But about 1 in 24 men in America are considered what they call sociopaths. So chances are you will come up against some of those, and you should know how to deal with them. And again, the name of this panel was called, Is He Worthy of Your Love? What to Look for in a Life Partner.
The mentally ill, the sociopaths, the avoidant types. Through this series, my entire dating history makes sense in a way it never did. I mean, that's what I've really understood, Arielle. It's like all of these times I felt like I was causing other people to not show up or not love me. It's like, you know, so not the case. One other thing that I want to say, though, for Nisha is, you know, having had a history where I was nearly engaged to someone who was mentally ill, I think the other thing I want to say, you know, and that was incredibly difficult in my early 20s, I went through this experience where I dated someone who was, you know, severely mentally ill, and I was caretaking him for a lot of years. I think the big question I had to ask myself was just, you know, what was my core love imprint, you know, looked like caretaking other people. So I think a part of it for me in breaking out of that was raising my expectations. And realizing that, you know, that love didn't look like me just taking care of someone. That love looked like me being taken care of as well. And so, you know, I think it's both, you know, what to look for, but it's both a reorganization of your own standards and your own expectations so that you realize that the person you're in relationship, you know, needs to be giving as much to you and meeting your needs as deeply as you are loving them. So,
and I would say when you're in the manifestation process, it is totally proper to be specific about what you most desire. So, for instance, when I was doing my soulmate wish list, on my list is my soulmate can walk unassisted. Now, that was very specific because I like to walk and hike every day, and it was part of my shared vision for the future is that that was a daily activity I would have with my soulmate. So it wasn't like, oh, well, if, you know, they have a disability, therefore I'm turning them down. It was not about them. It was about what was my soul calling for. I also had on my list that my soulmate has English as a native language. And having grown up in Miami, where I was surrounded by people speaking, you know, Spanglish, essentially, not that it was bad or wrong, it's just that when English isn't your first language, the communication style is different. And communication is really key to who I am and what I do. So it's very easy to speak the same language and have different meanings to it and have constant communication breakdowns. And if we had more time, I'd tell you some funny stories about what I said and what he heard and vice versa. So I would just say you can ask for what your heart is most calling for.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. So, Claire, I see a question here.
Yeah, from Lorraine. Do you want to?
Lorraine, yeah, I'll read this. It says, as a single woman seeking legendary love, do you have any suggestions on how to bring up the conversation with a man about the fact that I wish to wait to have sex until marriage or at least engagement? I've learned that due to my high sensitivity, I want to wait until I have a deep emotional connection. And through my inner spiritual work, I realize it's a boundary I wish to hold, even though it's not coming from religious doctrine. It's my preference. But I feel I should let the man I'm dating know at some point why I only want to kiss and do nothing further. So I understand this, and there's actually a good physical, chemical reason to not have sex with anybody until there's this strong emotional connection. And that's because when somebody provides us physical pleasure through sex, our brain gives off tons of oxytocin, which is called the super glue of love, and we become bonded to them whether or not they're an appropriate partner. So for everybody listening, I would say, you know, definitely you don't want to have sex. And I'm defining sex as any form of penetration, okay? So it's not kissing per se or necessarily touching, but if there are any fingers or vaginal parts or penile parts going into places in your body, that would be defined as sex for me. You would have to define it for yourself. And I would say that, you know, in the dating process, I don't think it's a number of dates per se. It's, let's say this, you're having a really sort of big kiss goodnight, not a kiss on the cheek or, you know, a simple kiss on the lips, but something that's getting a little more passionate. That would be the time to first, you know, say, wow, you're an amazing kisser. I have to catch my breath. And while I'm catching my breath, I feel it's only fair to share with you my feelings about all of this, you know, if you think there's real potential there. So that would be my best advice. Claire, what do you think?
I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
I think that that's really great advice. So I think it's wonderful. Lorraine, we're holding a space in addition for you. So let's go and answer some questions live here. Who is calling from 425? Hello.
Hi, this is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, go right ahead.
Wow, well, very brief context. I'm 64. I was married twice, and I've been divorced for 25 years. And I
could you speak up a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just having
do I need to repeat anything?
That you were divorced for 25 years?
Yeah, I have two grown children, and I've dated a lot and had some short relationships during that 25 years. And also I've done a lot of consciousness work and shadow work. And I struggle with, like, I want to ask for everything that I deeply want in my soulmate relationship. And yet I'm afraid that maybe I'm idealizing, and then when an actual person comes along, I always seem to psychoanalyze them, and even if I get involved with someone, I'm always kind of one foot out the door. And I'd like to leave that pattern behind of getting involved with men where they really don't meet me spiritually, and they haven't really done their shadow work to the extent that I have. And I just don't quite know how to balance asking for everything I want with being open to the people I date and then not getting involved with someone that can't really meet me.
Okay, so this is Arielle. Let me first ask you, your vision of being with a soulmate, how do you most want to feel in the relationship?
I want to feel that we can look each other in the eye and be really present and fully ourselves, and our hearts, I can feel our heart connection and our mind, body, heart, and soul are integrated enough that we can really be fully together, and that's it for now.
Okay, great. So that was great, and I totally get it. And I feel like you have a belief that a man who hasn't studied like you have, hasn't done the work that you've done, would be incapable of doing that, when in fact there are plenty of what we define as conscious men who could meet you on that deep, loving, open, honest, transparent level. And I want to tell you just a couple of quick stories. I know this to be true. And if you have listened to Liana Cholula's success story, she met her soulmate in her 50s. And she's somebody, you know, who had studied with my sister, did all her shadow work, you know, has done the deep stuff, been on the spiritual path forever. She's actually the stylist to a lot of the leading personal growth teachers in the world. This is the world she lives in. And the soulmate that she connected with, this incredible heart surgeon who never heard of any of this, not at all, but deeply loving, committed, grounded, handsome, amazing guy. And through the years that they've been together, he's been slowly introduced to this world. And when I met him, I was with them in Maui in September at a meeting. I sat next to him at dinner. I was just blown away by how he was sharing with me that at the age of 60, Liana has introduced him to this whole new world, and that he just loves all of this, and it's all so fresh and new. But he's been able to share a life with her in spite of not knowing that, because the truth is he was a conscious good man. So I would say that you're holding a judgment,
yes,
and that there are many possible soulmates out there for you, that if you just observe them and feel them, and it may be he'll never go there. And you'll hear this if you tune in for the finale tomorrow night. We talk about this in depth with Elizabeth Gilbert. They are good men, and they may never meditate. They may never go to yoga with you. They may never care about the shadow. But there's somebody who will be your soft place to land. They will love you. They'll be devoted to you. And you can have what you said you wanted in the beginning of this dialogue.
All right. I totally agree that I've been judgmental, that I've had this judgment, and it's still so hard for me to.
Well, this happens quite a lot. I mean, when I,
yeah,
you know, got a couple of hundred women in the room and I ask how many want a spiritual man, they all raise their hands.
Sure.
Because they're defining spirituality in a very narrow window, when in fact men experience and practice spirituality differently. Because if we define spirituality as, do you have a connection to the divine? You know, I had one girlfriend who wouldn't marry her fiancé for 10 years because he was a hunter. And he would go out and he would shoot ducks and then he would eat the ducks. And it wasn't until she had this epiphany, which I don't have time to tell you the whole story, when she realized that she was spiritually arrogant, that he was really the one practicing true spirituality in the relationship. And now they're married, and she refers to her husband, Ray, as her guru. So,
and maybe it's a misnaming, like, you know, what we're really yearning for. I mean, and I love, I don't know if you've listened to John Gray's book. It's really helpful on this topic. But I think that the whole kind of spirituality thing in many ways is a misnaming of what it is. Like, we really want to be with someone who has high integrity. We really want to be with someone who's on purpose. We want to be with someone who is able to be really emotionally available to us and really interested in our experience and really present, who has a capacity to really love.
Right.
So I think, you know, these are the things to not compromise on. However, you know, I think, you know, what we're hearing over and over again from everyone from Elizabeth Gilbert to John Gray is that, you know, these are the deeper things of having a man of high integrity who has a capacity to really love you is, you know, what is going to create, who has a healthy attachment, who has a secure attachment style. Like, those are the things. If you share values and you want to have the same kind of life, like, those are the things to be looking for that are going to make a happier marriage than someone who's taken all of the shadow stuff, meanwhile never does what he says, is really off purpose in his life, is an avoidant type.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yeah. definitely.
Right? So it's kind of recognizing, you know, you can still hold those things on the nice to have list, but the must-have to be happy list is a different kind of list than what many of us have been thinking for, you know, a spiritual relationship looks like.
Yes. There's one more thing. You know, you just said something about shared values, and I mean, I'm a teacher of embodied awakening, and it just, that is a value of mine, embodiment and heart opening. And I know that if my heart were more open, I wouldn't be where I am, but still looking maybe, but that is a value of mine and something I wish I could share with my partner.
Well, and again, like Ariel was sharing with Leon, you know, he might just be interested in that and open to, you know, kind of learn about it with you.
Right.
You know, as opposed to he needs to be someone who's an expert in that.
Right. Yes, I'm certainly not a finished product either.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, the person you're going to be in relationship, you want to find someone who actually has a capacity to love you.
Yeah.
And adore you, and that is a much higher qualification to be your life partner than someone who has extensive knowledge in the field that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there are lots of people that you can meet and discuss that with, but, you know, having a connection with someone who really has a capacity to love and support you, fully explore, become yourself, take this all the way, which would probably include being interested.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really would not hold as essential that they need to be as interested in the exact same things that I'm interested in.
I know. I'd really like to lighten up on that. I'll work on that.
Okay. Be open. Just
yes.
Be open to say, dear Lord, I am open to have an experience. You know, and so it's recognizing someone who I feel, you know, who has high integrity, who's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You want to have someone who's as on fire for what he's here to do as you are on fire for what you're here to do.
Right.
That's actually more important.
Yes, I can feel that, yeah.
Right.
And there are gifts that your soulmate will bring you that you can't possibly imagine or envision right now.
Mm.
There's a healing that happens when you're with your soulmate that doesn't get talked about a lot, but it's extraordinary.
Mm. Yes,
so,
I've heard you say that, and that really struck me. Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Sending much love.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Wow, Ariel, I can't believe it. We're at the end of our live Q&A sessions. And, oh, Robin wrote to us from Toronto. Thank you so much, Robin, for that lovely post for us. We really appreciate that. We feel your love. And everyone here, wow, what an amazing community. What an amazing field. I want to invite you to continue on with us. We are creating an amazing program in our Art of Love Inner Circle over the summer. We've dubbed it our Summer of Love. I'm going to share a few details about how you can join us. If you'd like to participate with us in monthly live coaching calls like this, where we're going to be answering all of your follow-up questions that you have about the series, about how to integrate and apply it, as well as the many other questions that you might have on your journey to love. You know, we know that there have been a lot of questions that have come up in the series that aren't necessarily about finding love, finding a partner. There are other questions like, you know, I'm kind of in a relationship and I don't know if it's the right person so far. Or I don't know how to ask for what I need. You know, how do I know if this person is the one? How do I flirt? You know, I'm out of practice. I haven't dated for a long time. When I'm in the process of dating, how do I flirt? Or, you know, I want to rekindle and see if I can really have a go to rekindle the passion in the relationship that I'm in. And, you know, I'm going out dating again. I feel insecure about my age, about my weight, about my history. You know, if I have kids, when do I introduce this person to my kids? Or I want to have children, and I met a man, and I'm crazy in love, but he doesn't want to have children. You know, should I give this up? I mean, there's so many questions that, you know, we have on the path to attracting the right partner and creating extraordinary love. And we have made it our mission at the Art of Love to create the world's online, like the leading online community of relationship experts, tools, coaches, resources dedicated to conscious women attracting and sustaining extraordinary love and partnerships. And we've been doing this now for the past 5 years. And we've had so many different relationship series and series on attracting love that for the first time ever, we have brought together all of these seminars into what we've dubbed the Love Manifesting Vault of over 100 seminars. And we've launched a new membership community where every month we'll come together and we'll do a brand new live seminar where we'll go deeper into one of the topics like understanding conscious men or different aspects of dating or getting our needs met or transforming limiting love beliefs. So every month there's a live brand new masterclass with an hour session and then like an hour workshop after that. There'll be live coaching calls with us and you'll have access to the Love Manifesting Vault, the entire Art of Love archive. So the value of this one bonus is over $5,000 for all of the individual pieces. And you can access a 3-month membership when you upgrade to our Platinum upgrade option, where you'll get the entire series, the entire Attract Your Soulmate series of seminars that we've just been through, the keynotes, the panels, the inspiring success stories. You'll also receive everything that's in the gold package that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. But I really want to highlight this platinum bonus opportunity, especially as the series is ending, because it's an amazing structure for you to sustain the momentum that you have felt in the series and make a commitment to have this year be the year that you meet your soulmate and begin the path to lifelong love together. So we do encourage you to join us for that. If you are already a gold subscriber, you'll see on your event page, you can just choose the upgrade to platinum option. The regular price for all of the different components in platinum is $9.97. We're not sure
if this series is going to be available again after the doors close at the very end. So we do want to encourage you to take advantage of the deep discount in the special event pricing that we have. The gold package, if you are wanting to choose one of the upgrade options, the gold package, you'll receive access to the entire series as well as an additional 5 bonuses. There are sessions with Marianne Williamson. We're going to be doing a heart healing live virtual workshop with David Kessler. There's a fantastic bonus from John Gray and Alison Armstrong and Jonathan Astley on dating divorced men. Most of us, we're out dating and meeting people in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. We're going to meet men who have families or kids from other relationships. So you want to know how to navigate all of those different things that come up. It's a fantastic bonus. So you'll gain access to the current series and those bonuses with the gold option. And in the platinum, you'll get all of those additional bonuses as well as join Ariel and I for the Summer of Love program in the Art of Love community and access the Vault of Seminars. And we're also, in the platinum bonus, going to be doing a special Feminine Magic for Manifesting Love workshop when the series has ended, where I'm going to bring my best feminine power tools together with Ariel's best feminine power love manifesting tools, to be kind of like feminine power and love manifesting together in one workshop on video. So we'll be together connected. It's going to be an amazing circle, so that's part of the platinum upgrade option as well. So this is some of the opportunities that are available. As I said, the event is ending, and this is only going to be available for a very limited time. So I encourage you to choose which upgrade option calls or speaks to you, and especially if you have already upgraded to the gold, I want to encourage you to upgrade to the platinum and gain access to all of that additional support and resources while that opportunity is open. So that's our session, and join us tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be an amazing day, our live series finale, where we're going to share with you how to meet your soulmate in 2016 and how to apply the 5 keys that you have just discovered in the series over the past 10 days to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. We're going to be sharing the very best highlights, takeaways, and inspired action steps. And you're going to hear from Liz Gilbert as well. And the shift that she went through, Sylvia, you need to be on this call to hear Liz and the shift that she went through, as well as everyone who, if you think it's not possible or the kind of partner that you want doesn't exist, this used to be something that I thought, you know, I've met all the conscious men out there and there aren't any. If possibility has not been blown wide open for you already, Liz is going to do that at the end. And we're going to close with a big love manifesting ritual at the very end with our entire series. And just post a comment for us on Facebook or here on the Q&A box. Give us your feedback about what the highlights and takeaways have been for you, and you will enter and have your chance to win our Soulmate Secret and Feminine Power courses. So thanks so much, everybody. We love you. We're so grateful to have this opportunity to be with you. And we look forward to being with you tomorrow night. Let's join our voices, unmute the lines, and say goodbye.
Bye, bye everybody.
Much love.
Thank
you, Claire,
bye.
Mario.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. For more information about how you can download the audios, visit artofloveaudios.com. Again, that's artofloveaudios.com. We want to thank our event partners, The Art of Love, today's leading online community for creating and sustaining extraordinary relationships, and Feminine Power, the leading online community, courses, and advanced coaching, facilitation, and leadership trainings designed to support women stepping into their highest possibilities. Find out more at femininepower.com. On behalf of your hosts, Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much support on your journey to lifelong love and happiness with your soulmate.